Chapter 145, Supplication for the Sick. 901. Aisha radiallahu anha reported, when a person complained to the Prophet, peace be upon him, about an ailment or suffered from a sore or a wound, the Prophet, peace be upon him, would touch the ground with his forefinger and then raise it. Sufyan bin Uyayna, the narrator, demonstrated this with his forefinger and would recite, with the name of Allah, the dust of our ground mixed with the saliva of some of us would cure our patient with the permission of our Rabb. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. The Prophet, peace be upon him, would put his forefinger on earth and then mix his spittle with the dust sticking to it. Afterwards, he would put it on the patient's pain spot or wound and utter the said supplication. This simple act would cure the patient. Some believe that it was peculiar only to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and was indeed his miracle, because the particular dust was of Al-Madinah soil, with the Prophet's spittle being of a unique quality. But Ibn Hajar differs from this view. Spittle and dust, according to him, are simply external means, and the curative effect in them comes from Allah alone. Secondly, we may turn to the pious people to seek their blessings and prayers for the removal of our ailments and troubles, provided the spiritual treatment is bereft of amulets and other polytheistic ways. 902. Aisha radiallahu anha reported, when the Prophet, peace be upon him, visited any ailing member of his family, he would touch the sick person with his right hand and would supplicate, O Allah, the Rabb of mankind, remove this disease and cure him or her. You are the great curer. There is no cure but through you, which leaves behind no disease. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. The word Yaudo, inquired about the patient's health or visited, occurs in the hadith text quoted by Imam An-Nawawi. But according to Al-Bukhari, this word is Yawiddu, which says Ibn Hajar, is synonymous to the word Yarki, blew over the patient. 903. Anas radiallahu anhu reported, I said to Thabit, should I not perform ruqya, i.e. recite supplication or Quranic ayat and blow over you, such supplication as was practiced by the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him? He said, please do so. Anas radiallahu anhu supplicated, O Allah, the Rabb of mankind, take away this disease and cure him or her. You are the curer. There is no cure except through you. Cure him or her, a cure that leaves no disease. Al-Bukhari. Commentary. The said hadith testifies that the Prophet, peace be upon him, and the companions had certainly blown over the patients. There is no doubt about that. Yet, the act of blowing over must be based on the names and attributes of Allah and the prophetic prayers, or on Quranic surat and ayat. Besides, one should have the firm belief that the secondary causes cannot yield the desired effect unless Allah will so. 904. Sa'd bin Abu Waqqas radiallahu anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, visited me during my illness and supplicated, O Allah, cure Sa'd. O Allah, cure Sa'd. O Allah, cure Sa'd. Muslim. Commentary. To pray for the health and recovery of the patient, particularly uttering his name, is commendable. Furthermore, one should repeatedly pray to Allah and beseech him with supplication till he responds. 905. Abu Abdullah bin Abul As radiallahu anhu reported, I complained to the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, about a pain I had in my body. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, place your hand where you feel the pain and say, Bismillah, with the name of Allah, three times, and then repeat seven times. I seek refuge with Allah and with His power from the evil that afflicts me and that which I apprehend. Muslim. Commentary. This hadith tells us it is not necessary that a patient should exclusively get ruqya from others. Rather, he can also do ruqya himself by reciting the Prophet's supplications. 906. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma reported, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, he who visits a sick person who is not on the point of death and supplicates seven times, I beseech Allah the Great, the Rabb of the Great Throne, to heal you. Allah will certainly heal him from that sickness. Abu Dawud and At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. There is always a great certainty that Allah will respond to a supplication which springs from a sincere, veracious heart. One should therefore pray for a patient with full conviction and reassurance of heart. Moreover, the Prophet's prayers have special effect and grace, and therefore their original wordings should be uttered. 907. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma reported, the Prophet, peace be upon him, visited a Bedouin who was sick. Whenever he visited an ailing person, he would say, "No harm, it will be a purification from sins, if Allah wills." Al-Bukhari. Commentary. According to this hadith, a patient should be told that his disease will purge out his sins. To sit beside the sick, to comfort his heart, and to say a few words of sympathy to him was the Prophet's practice. 908. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu reported, Gabriel came to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and said, "O Muhammad, peace be upon him, do you feel sick?" He, peace be upon him, said, "Yes." Jibreel supplicated thus, i.e., he performed ruqya. "With the name of Allah, I recite over you to cleanse you from all that troubles you and from every harmful mischief and from the evil of the eyes of an envier. Allah will cure you, and with the name of Allah, I recite over you." Muslim. Commentary. This hadith clearly tells us that the Prophet, peace be upon him, was not free from the basic attributes of human nature, and occasionally he also fell ill. Angel Gabriel, therefore prayed for his health and safety against all those things which could harm him. These prayers should be recited after the Prophet's practice. 909. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri and Abu Huraira radiallahu anhuma reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, "If a person says, 'There is no true God except Allah, and Allah is greatest,' his Rabb responds to him and affirms, 'Yes, there is no true God except I, and I am the greatest.' When he says, 'There is no true God except Allah, the One, he has no partner,' Allah affirms, 'Yes, there is no true God except I have no partner.' When he says, 'The sovereignty belongs to him and all the praise is due to him,' he affirms, 'Yes, there is no true God except I. Mine is the praise and to me belongs the sovereignty.' When he says, 'There is no true God except Allah and there is no might and power but with Allah,' he affirms, 'Yes, there is no true God except I and there is no might and power but with me.' The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, added, 'He who recites this during his illness and dies will not be touched by the fire, hell.'" At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. This hadith points out the excellence of the words mentioned above. This is so because of great meaning they have, namely the firm belief in Allah, his oneness and glorification, that to him alone we should return, upon him alone we should rely, and to him alone we should express gratefulness. If somebody utters them during his illness, his life is sure to come to an end in a good way. That is, he will go to Jannah.